Ты писать закап. Cognition is a mechanical process, and you know with the mind. Mind is a thought machine, it is, and it produces thoughts, and the thoughts are in the form of cognitions also. That is what it is, it's not a big deal. There is nothing to do with Brahmajnanam or any such thing. Therefore, you are looking at a post, and you cognize it as a post. And that is yathartha jnana, yathartha matha jnana. And so you look at a post and cognize it as a purushaha, anyova, as a person or something other, something else, whatever it is. So then it is yathartha jnana. So sometimes called prama, brahmaha. Brahma is yathartha jnana, brahmaha is yathartha jnana. Here Shankara, he uses the word mithya. So satyajnana, cognizing the truth, the real thing, that is called yathartha jnana only. So he said tatvajnana. He said tatvajnana. So tasya bhavas tatvam, it is sthanum. So sthanum bhavaha sthanutvam. Sthanutvajnanam bhavati. That is the tatvajnana. Now, opposite of that, not a sthanu, you are looking at sthanu, but take it as something else. That is called mithya jnana. So, tattva jnana versus mithya jnana, what he calls, is also called by Vaiyayikas as yathartha jnana versus ayathartha jnana. So, this is how the things have to be understood. Sthanu viveti tattva jnana. Now, simple thing, but you have to pay attention to simple things also sometimes. So, sthanu is there. I am sthanu, that is tattva-jnana. Okay? Purushaha nyova, instead of knowing as a sthanu, purushaha nyova, what name you will give to that? Mithya-jnana. Tattva-jnanam, mithya-jnanam. Very simple. Now you tell me, you translate these words into English, or you don't translate, I will translate and you tell me. So tattva-jnanam, the knowledge of the truth. Okay? Or I will call it real knowledge. And mithya-jnanam, unreal knowledge. Okay? Very simple, you know. Unless you want to make it very complicated, it is very simple. So, evam, bhutavastu vishayanam,
ramanyam,
vastu-tantram. So, in the example, he said, vastu-tantratva. Why do you say, sthanuhu, I am sthanuhu, he is a tattva-jnanam, nayam purushaha, mithya-jnanam. Why do you say like that? So, because I understand it as a purushaha, and whatever I understand, that must be the jnana. No. Vastu tantratva. So, the jnana is now not dependent upon your will or your wish. It depends upon the object. So, if you say in karma, you do Shodashi, Grahanam, you do Shodashi. Why do you do Shodashi? I feel like doing Shodashi, I do it. That is Purusha Tantra. But in Jnanam, okay, I cognize it as a Purusha. That becomes okay, you can go ahead and do that, but that becomes a Chetna. No, no, I want it to be Tattva Jnanam. Then it is not dependent upon your wish or will. It depends upon the object only. So that is how Tattva Jnanam is always dependent upon. It always depends upon the Vastu. That's why Vastu Tantratvat, that is how Tattva Jnanam. Therefore, so Bhota Vastu, Vastu which is already accomplished. Bhota Vastu or Siddha Vastu. So post is a Bhota Vastu. It is there, it is sitting there. So when it comes to Bhota Vastu, so the Jnanam is not dependent upon the person. It always depends upon the Vastu. Whereas Bhavya Vastu, Bhavya, something you have to create. Swargam has to be created by doing karma, etc. There, the Upasana, Jnana Siddha becomes Upasana there. That depends upon the person. Suppose you want to worship Ganeshwara, Ganesha, then it is that visualization or that seeing that turmeric cone as Ganesha, it entirely depends upon your thinking. It depends upon you, that's it. Whereas, when it comes to, somebody asks, what is it? You should not say Ganesha. Puja is over. That's why in puja, there is a thing called Udvasana. Udvasana has to be said. You know, otherwise, it is not Ganesha. It is turmeric paste. And you have visualized as Ganesha for a while. For you only it is Ganesha. That too, even for you, while doing puja only. At other times, it is not Ganesha, even for you. For anybody else, it is not Ganesha. Therefore, even for you have to remove that Ganeshatvam. And even for others, the Ganeshatvam has to be removed. So in so many words, you have to remove. Because in so many words, you have brought Ganesha into it. You have brought means not that physically Ganesha is brought into it. Don't gestalt it like that. In the course, they talk like that. That is not how Upasana is visualized in the Shastra. Suppose physically Ganesha is brought, means what? Ganesha is sitting somewhere. Shiva is in one room and Ganesha is another room. So leave Shiva alone, don't disturb him. And pull Ganesha carefully and put him here. Is that what you mean by bringing Ganesha here? No. In fact, Ganesha bringing means from now on, from this moment onwards till the end of the puja, I will visualize this paste. As Ganesha, you are telling yourself, this is called Manasi Kriya Upasana. This is also Adhyasa only, Shastriya Adhyasa. And you have made a Shastriya Adhyasa by making a proclamation. Ganesham Avahayami, Sthapayami, Pujayami. Now you annul that proclamation. Why do you annul that proclamation? Because this turmeric paste has to be put into sambar. You cannot put Ganesha into sambar. That is not good for Ganesha. And that is not good for you also. Therefore, now remove Ganesha from the scene. How? Udvasayami. Udvasayami means I am asking you to get out from there. That only means I stop visualizing you as Ganesha. And you have to see the person's attitude after Udvasana. Before Udvasana, what he does? Mantra Pashpam Samarpayami with a lot of devotion he offers. And after Udvasanam, you look at his attitude, you know what he will do? He will remove like this, all the things and put it here, okay, give it to the cook, he will cook in sambar. His whole devotion is gone now. Not necessary anymore, therefore it is gone. It is correct only. The point is, it is entirely Purusha Adhim. It is not Vastu Adhim. To call it Ganesha is in your hands. To stop calling it Ganesha is in your hands. That is Purusha Adhina. Always idol worship is Purusha Adhina, not Vastu Adhina. It is Purusha Adhina. Whereas Jnanam, any Jnanam, is Vastu Tantrapa. That is the difference. So, there Ganesha worship is Bhagya or Sadhya. Therefore, it is Purushadhyayam. Whereas, that it is Tarmarik is Siddha. Therefore, it is Vastu Tantram, not Purusha Tantram. This basic difference we have to know. This is how the Upasana is understood in the Shastra. Shastra, it is understood like that. But once you go into Purana, the whole thing is given an entirely new color. So, you know all that. That kind of a color, new color. But Ganesha is sitting there. When you look at it as Ganesha or not, it is sitting there. It is not Vastu anymore, it is Ganesha. That kind of a notion will develop, which is not acceptable in the Shastra. See, I tell you, somebody is doing homo to a Shiva Linga. And so this man asked, what is it? I am worshipping Shiva. So then that person, what he did, you know? He took the Linga and hit it with a hammer. And it became two pieces. You show me where is Shiva? He asked. Then this man told her, oh fool, what are you talking about? Shiva is in my heart, not in that stone. But then you are worshipping Shiva. Yeah, the Shiva who is in my heart, I am superimposing there and worshipping there. Why do you superimpose Shiva in the heart onto the Linga? To worship. That's why when worship is over, now Shiva goes back into your heart. He will not be sitting in the Linga alone. So these are some of the issues. You don't say these things outside the four walls. Inside the four walls only you say. Outside the four walls if you say, you will create a big controversy. So you should not say anything. This is the problem. You should not say anything. Yesterday somebody said people from South India are black and there is a huge controversy about it. That is the truth. You see, the equatorial line is there. Above the equatorial line and below the equatorial line, body color changes. So, that's why these people who put Shankaracharya's photo as fair and lovely, they don't know anything. They should, Shankaracharya is from Kerala. He must be a brown or black or blackish brown guy.
Shankaracharya is also fair.
This is racism. Putting Shankaracharya as a North Indian, showing him as a North Indian or from somebody from Kashmir, it is racism. He should not be shown like that. He must be shown as relatively like South Indian, like one of us, you know, like that he must be shown, not like one of the Kashmiri people. And that is wrong, you know. Similarly, presenting Rama without moustache is wrong, it is. You cannot imagine Rama without moustache. Because we worship, you know, we want Rama to be a very good guy, therefore we don't want moustache to Rama. That is not because you are worshipping, he goes without moustache, are you? He must be having a very good moustache. He is a Kshatriya. You cannot imagine Kshatriya without a moustache. Cannot. Rama without moustache, Bhima without moustache, is something unimaginable.
Krishna is also.
Bhima has no moustache, Mahabharata
claims
this.
He has no moustache.
That is what he makes a pratigna, if anybody says, who talks about his moustache, will think.
Oh, that surely is the way. That is.
Somebody who has a moustache.
I know. Somebody says him is a Shanda because
they have
no moustache.
You see?
Already show a moustache.
Kshatriya.
What he told, please
tell me. No, we will see that. So the moustache thing is always Rushtanta. Don't bother about it. We will discuss it later. Therefore, పురుషాధీనం. ఓన్లీ భవ్య వస్తు ఇస్ పురుషాధీన, నాట్ భూత వస్తు. భూత వస్తు ఇస్ వస్తుధీన ఉంది. తత్రైవం సతి
బ్రహ్మజ్ఞానమపి
వసుతంత్రమేవ
భూత
వస్తు విషయత్వాత్. దట్ వాట్ దిస్ బీయింగ్ సో బ్రహ్మజ్ఞానం ఇస్ ఆల్సో వస్తుతంత్రం, నాట్ పురుషతంత్రం. వై? బికాస్ ఇట్ ఈస్ భూత వస్తు విషయ. ది జ్ఞానం ఆఫ్ ది బ్రహ్మన్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ డీడ్ ద జ్ఞానం ఆఫ్ ఎ సిద్ధ వస్తు. So therefore, it must be Vastu Tantra. Brahmajnanam will be as Brahma is. Brahmajnanam must be as Brahma is. That is how Brahmajnanam must be. Brahmopasanam could be anything. Upasana. It is a vatsa of upasana. So, nate rupam na chakaraha na yudhane na chaspadam ఉపాసకానాం కార్యార్థం బ్రహ్మణో రూపకల్పన. దిస్ ఈస్ ది వర్స్ ఫ్రమ్ తేజోబిందూపనిషత్. తేజోబిందూపనిషత్ అండ్ ఆర్ గోపాలతాపిన్యోపనిషత్. అయితే దేర్ ఇస్ అన్ ఉపనిషత్. సో ద సోర్స్ ఐ సెడ్ బికాస్ వితౌట్ సోర్స్ ఐ నో ది సోర్స్ దేర్ ఫోర్ ఐ సెడ్. బట్ ది వర్స్ మీన్స్ ఎ లాట్. ఇట్ మీన్స్ సో ఓ గాడ్ నే హీస్ అడ్రెస్సింగ్ ఈశ్వర ఉపనిషత్. తే రూపం నాస్తి, యు డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎ ఫార్మ్. గాడ్ కెనాట్ హ్యావ్ ఎ ఫార్మ్ అండ్ ఆకార. హీ కెనాట్ హ్యావ్ ఎ ఫిజికల్ ఫార్మ్ నార్ ఎ మెంటల్ ఫార్మ్. రూపం అండ్ ఆకార. సో మెంటల్ ఫార్మ్ అండ్ ఫిజికల్ ఫార్మ్, యూ హర్ టు డిస్టింగ్విష్ లైక్ దాట్ బికాస్ టూ వర్డ్స్ ఆర్ యూస్డ్. నే రూపం న చాకార. దెన్ ఆయుధాని, ది వెపన్స్ ఫర్ గాడ్. సో I tell you, in those days they did not know guns. That's why there is no gun in the God's hand. Suppose in those days, in Purana days, there were guns. There must be a gun in one of the God's hands. In the Purana days, whatever weapons were known, they alone are in the hands of the God. Therefore, so Mahayudhani Nacha Aspadam. Aspadam is a place to stay. God is not like a gentleman staying at one place. All these things are imagined. Upasakanam karyartham brahmano rupa kalpana. So Brahman, the reality, is imagined to have, kalpana is imagination, is imagined to have a form, etc. And Ayudhani and all that, only for one purpose. Upasakanam karyartham. He is an upasaka. He is not a jnani. He is not interested in jnana. He is interested in upasana. People don't want the jnana. You see, some people want the karma only. They don't want the jnana. They are not interested in jnana. You don't push jnana down their throat because they don't want it. And similarly, these upasakas will be there. They are a separate breed by themselves. The karmi people, they are everywhere. But these upasakas are a separate breed. They are separate. They are very interesting people, and for them it is all about imagining and visualizing only, which is great for them. So for that to happen, to make the upasana possible, upasakanam karyartham, so we need a form to be imagined. Otherwise, in jnanam, however, you don't imagine anything. How the vastu is, you know that way. That is what is called realization. That's why jnanam is realization, upasana is visualization. Like that they say. Nove paropaksha. Namo bhutavastutve brahmanah anantaravishayatvameva
iti
వేదాంతవాక్యవిచారణార్థికైవ
ప్రాప్తా.
సో దెన్ జెన్యువైన్ అబ్జెక్షన్ ఇస్ రైజ్డ్. ఇట్స్ ఎ జెన్యువైన్ అబ్జెక్షన్. ఈ బ్రహ్మ ఇస్ భూత వస్తు, మీన్స్ ఆల్రెడీ సిద్ధ వస్తు. దెన్ ఇట్ కెనాట్ బి ది సబ్జెక్ట్ మ్యాటర్ ఫర్ వేద. ఇన్ వేద కర్మ ఇస్ మ్యాండేటెడ్ and upasana also is mandated. In upasana, you visualize something as something else. That is not upasana. That is not jnana. You look at a stone piece and visualize it as Lord Shiva. That is upasana. Arunaya Saragrama Shivayam Vishnu Buddhi. That is upasana. That is the manasik kriya. And therefore, the Veda should mandate karmasana upasana. Upasana is also commanded the category of karmasana only, but still manas is involved. Whereas in karma only outer arthas are involved. You create a separate category within that. So karmasana upasana are the subject matter of Veda. And Brahma is already siddha vastu. It is already sitting there. There is nothing to be done about it. You will not create it, you need not generate it, and therefore it cannot be the topic of the Veda at all. Because vidhi also is like that. Vidhi means mandate. When it is about karma, a ritual, you mandate. You do the ritual this way. That is the topic of the mandate. And when it is upasana also, you mandate. You visualize this stone piece this way. Like that, you mandate. But when it is jnana, you do not mandate. Jnana is not a subject of mandate. Because jnana is subject of the vastu tantra. Only in Purusha tantra, mandate is, it works. It is in my hands, kartum akartum anyatha kartum shakyate. Then only mandate works. When it is no more Purusha tantra, it is entirely vastu tantra, then mandate has no meaning anymore. Mandate has no relevance. And therefore, Veda should not have anything to do with the Brahma. And then Brahma becomes the topic of Pramana. Jnana, you know. So like Himalayas are there. Like Everest, Mount Everest is there. So what you do to know Mount Everest, you study Vedam or what? You don't study Vedam. You take a flight and go to Kathmandu, from there take a jeep or something and go to Mount Everest and look at it. Not Mount Everest, Mount Kailas. Our friends go to Mount Kailas. Somehow they don't go to Mount Everest for whatever reason. Because in Purana mind of Mount Everest is not talked about. So Mount Kailas. So they go and look at it. Therefore Mount Kailas is not the subject. Seeing Mount Kailas is not the subject matter of Vedas. So, it is the subject matter of Pratyaksha Pramana. Okay? Suppose you want to know a volcano, then it is not a matter of Vedas to tell you what is a volcano. So, it is a matter of Anumana Pramana. So, go to a country where these volcanoes are there. So, they advertise. Like, come to Guatemala. Guatemala country advertises. It is a country of volcanoes. Come and see our volcanoes. Like that they advertise. And then people go to see volcanoes. And then the tour operators show them. Look at that. Show the smoke. Sometimes the peak is so high, and you cannot differentiate between smoke and a cloud. There are clouds in the sky, and the cloud looks like a smoke only. Whereas this is not, this is smoke. Smoke also smoke, cloud. That looks like a cloud. Then you take a binoculars and carefully look at it. Then something is coming out slowly. In the cloud, that movement will be different. There will be no movement, the cloud is sitting there. Or there is a different kind of movement, cloud is moving horizontally or whatever. Whereas the smoke is coming from inside to out, like that you can see with binoculars. From that you decide it is not cloud, it is smoke. And therefore this is volcano. The mountain is some 30 miles away from you. And so conclude, it is a volcano. And inside that volcano, there is lava and fire, etc. is there. This is Anumana Pramana. So any Siddha Vastu is like that. It is Pratyaksha Anumana Pramana Gocharam. Any Siddha Vastu. Therefore, you don't need Veda to discuss about the Siddha Vastu. Now you say, Brahma is the Siddha Vastu. Therefore, Veda has nothing to do with the Brahma. Veda should not talk about Brahma at all. Therefore, to know Brahma, sitting and discussing Upanishad Vakyas, Vedanta, Vedanta is also Veda, that's why. Upanishad Vakyas is a waste of energy and time. Okay?
Swamiji, what about Arunachala? Arunachala, they say incarnation of Shiva. Is the same Upasana? It goes
into... It is Upasana. They look at Arunachala as a Shiva, that is Upasana. It is a mountain it is. It is a mountain peak. Even to call it Arunachala itself is Upasana. From Upasana only that name came. Aruna must be some Shiva or whatever. So, other the different mountains are given different names. Like that it has become popular as Arunachala.
No, the story about this, Brahma and Vishnu had a fight about...
That is the Purana story.
Adyanta and Lord Shiva.
So, and therefore, look at Arunachala as a Shiva, that is Upasana, that is not Jnana. And you don't find it in Veda, you find it in Sthala Purana. Purana is also Sthala Purana, for every place there is a Purana.
But then, what about Ramana Maharishi? He was...
He was doing Upasana of the Arunachala.
But he was a Jnani too, was
it? That's okay, but we do not discuss the stories. Even a Jnani can look at something as Ishvara, no harm. And he is saying it for the benefit of the devotees also. In any case, we don't discuss about the stories. We discuss about Ramana Maharshi's teachings. And in those teachings, he never says, this is the Upasana, you do that. And take the photograph and do puja to that. He doesn't say all that. In Upadesha Sara, etc. You know, we find all that. All that develops after he is no more, and when he is around, when he is there also around him, people create those things. Because people cannot understand what he is trying to say in it anyway. Therefore, they start this kind of thing. And in 90% of the cases, it starts with commercial reason. For commercial reasons, it starts. Then it becomes more. You see, in our Ganga, They started selling flowers, which is fine. Everybody comes and sits and sells flowers. But then people take one or two flowers and put in Ganga, which is okay. Which is not the right thing to do, but they do it. But then what they did is, they made a small platform there and put one Vigraham there. It was not there to begin with. Then they put it. Now the sale of flowers increases. Not just two flowers now, a lot more flowers. Because some you have to put in Ganga and some to that Murti. And then one Murti is put, a big platform is there, one Murti is put. Now another half a dozen Murtis have been added. Everybody adds one more Murti. Recently, a photo frame, etc., a small photo was also put. It was not there earlier. Now, the lady has increased the size of her shop because now people need all the more flowers. It goes like that. It starts as a commercial interest, but later it becomes a custom. All customs are like that. All the customs are like that. Even eating prasadam is not a spiritual act. Nobody gets punyam by eating something. If you stop eating, that is punyam, but not eating. But eating prasadam, it started with one story. In one story, you should eat prasada. There is only one story there like that. But then it applied to everything else. Now, so much so, this has become the defining characteristic of the Hindu society. Namely, you eat prasada. What do Hindus do? They eat prasada of the God. So it has reached that point, and therefore, we have so much diabetes all around in India. Not entirely due to prasadam, but among other things, prasadam also. Like I have seen, five prasadas will be there, five buckets, steel buckets, five prasadas. This is Subramanya Swami, this is Ganesh Maharaj, He says, Shiva, all of them one family only. one prasada should have been given. This is Shri Krishna, this is Buddha. Five prasadas. All are sweet and very sweet. And all have a lot of oil. No surprise, people become sick. And everybody takes a little of this. All the prasada I need, I have to get punyam from all the devatas. Therefore, it becomes such a silly custom. There is no meaning in these customs. And do they promote the spirituality or that godliness? Do they promote? No. If any, it is the opposite. So people have to think about these things. You be happy that somebody came your way who speaks this way. You be happy. Because nobody speaks. I assure you, nobody will tell things that I am telling you. Whether you take them or not, at least give that credit to me and I will go my way after a few days. So this is not possible. Namely, Veda cannot be relied upon for knowing Brahma. Because Brahma is a Siddha Vastu. It must be there like a Mount Everest. It is a Siddha Vastu that is there somewhere. You go and see it if you want. No, Mount Kailas, go and see it if you want. Arunachal, go and see it if you want. You don't need a book for it. Right? Similarly, Veda is not you need not study Veda for knowing Brahma. But now what do you want to do? You want to do inquiry into the Vedanta Vakya. It is not necessary. It is waste. Suppose you want to see Arunachala. So Upadeshasara inquiry if you do, you will see Arunachala? No. Upadeshasara will not help you to see Arunachala. You inquire. Go to our Ashok Bhai who organizes these travel arrangements and you inquire. Inquire with him. He will arrange a ticket for you from Haridwar station to Chennai. And from there you can go to that way. You seek with Upadeshasara book, it won't happen. That is the purusha. No, that is not acceptable. Why? Indriya Vishaya Svayana Sambandhagrahanat. You see, if Brahma is Indriya Gochara, like Arunachala, Mount Kailas, etc., then you will go on the sea. It is over, not a problem. But Brahma is not Indriya Gochara. He is not an object of sense, he is not an object of sense knowledge. Sense prachaksha, indriya prachaksha. He is not an object for indriyas. And therefore, okay, then we will apply anumana. Anumana is there. Where indriya fails, then anumana works. Right? Therefore, we will employ anumana. Like in a volcano case, you have employed anumana. So I always, you see, somebody told me, Swami, we will show you volcano. I thought they will really show me volcano. So I went along with them. And then they have asked me to apply Arumana Pramana and understand volcano. So I came all the way here for applying Arumana Pramana. Yes. So it is like that. So I saw the smoke. And then Sambandhagrahanam is there. Sambandhagrahanam, another name for Vyapti Jnana. So there is a connection. This connection is also invariable. Concomitance, that is how they call it, Vyapti Jnana. Invariable concomitance. So yatra yatra tarehi. Yatra yatra means that is the invariable. Bhumaha tatra tatra vandhehi. Therefore, I saw the smoke. First step, see the smoke. Second step, Vyapti Jnana. Bring it out from the memory lanes. It is sitting somewhere inside the memory lanes. So pull it out. Immediately I say to myself, first see the smoke. And then close the eyes, yatra yatra dhumas tatra tatra vandhehi. And then open the eyes, there is vandhehi inside that. That is how you understand vandhehi, which is fine. It is also a kind of siddha vastu. Vandhehi is already there. That's why you see it. You see it means you know it. That way. Whereas in the case of Brahma, the sambandha, Brahma is karanam, jagat is karyam, But connection between the karana and the karya, you cannot see it. Grahanam is, you cannot see it. Projection. Sambandha is not projection. The relationship between Brahman and the Jagat, that's Sambandha. What is Sambandha? Yatra yatra Jagat, tatra tatra Brahma. That must be the Sambandha. That Sambandha, where did you get it? You don't get it anywhere. Yatra yatra Jagat, tatra tatra Brahma is the Sambandha. You don't get it anywhere. And therefore, there is no Sambandha Grahanam. And in the absence of Sambandha Grahanam, and that too Indriya Avishaya, must be Indriya Vishaya. If it is Indriya Vishaya, then you can directly perceive it. If not, at least you can get the Sambandha Jnana, Vyapti Jnana, based on which you can infer it. So both are not possible when it comes to Brahma. Because Brahma is not Indriya Gocharam. And why not? All around you, what is there? Brahma. Jagat is mithya, you know. All around us, what is there? Brahma. Then you see Brahma. Why not? Why don't you see Brahma? You don't even need a Vyapti Jnana. Underneath your feet there is Brahma. And so before your eyes there is Brahma. And all around you there is Brahma. So with touch you get, you know Brahma. With eyes you see Brahma. You touch Brahma. Over. And you see, I touch wood. Over. And I see Brahma, I see table. Over. Similarly, I am touching Brahman, because all around me Brahman is there, and I see Brahman. Do that. So, why do you want to do inquiry, jijnasa, of the Vedanta Vakyas? See Brahman, all around Brahman is there. True, all around it is Brahman. In and out, everything is Brahman. But the Brahman is not Indriya Gocha. And the other way, that is from that side, from this side. Indriyas are not equipped to see Brahma. Indriyas are equipped to see something else. That's why Jagat is called Mithya. Yathaha Bhavati. There must be Indriyas. Then only Jagat is there. Without Indriyas, there is no Jagat. And without Jagat, there are no Indriyas also. They are mutual. Chorka Gavahi Chor. So Indriyas are one chore and Jagat is another chore. Jagat asti. Why? Because Indriyas say so. Indriyani santi. Why? Because Jagat appears. Jagat is, he says. So Jagat appears, you should say. So you should not say Jagat is. You should say Jagat appears. You should say. Will you say movie is or movie, will you say there is movie there, like that you say, in that building, on the wall, there is a screen, and on the screen, there is a movie. You say like that? You don't say. But you say, I see the movie there. Movie is always seen. Similarly, Jagat is always something which appears. That's why Jagat is called Lokaha. This is what Ramana Maharshi said. Very amazing thing. It is a very simple thing, but we miss it. Very obvious things we miss. And Ramana Maharshi said, Jagat is called Lokaha, Bhu Lokaha, Lokyate, Drishyate, iti Lokaha. That which you see is Lokaha. Anyway, so Indriyas are normally, by very nature, Swabhavataha. Swabhavataha means Swarupataha also, that is the meaning. Vishaya-vishayani Indriyani. Indriyas operate only with reference to Vishayas. Vishaya means five. Chittasparsha Rupasa Gandha. Indriyas are five. Therefore, ears operate with reference to sounds. Okay? So ears cognize sounds, eyes cognize forms and colors, nose cognizes smells, like that. Their role is only that much. That much is only limited. Vishaya Vishayani, Indriyani, na Brahma Vishayani. Brahma cannot become the object of the Indriyas. Okay? Got it? Brahma is infinite. And the indriyas cannot see infinite. You know why you see the horizon? Did you ever pay attention to that? Why you see horizon? Horizon is where the sky meets the earth. Right? But sky never meets the earth. Sky means that the dome, not space, that the dome. There is no dome, but you see a dome, that the dome meets the earth. It doesn't meet the earth here. It meets there, yonder. It doesn't meet. It appears to meet. How far it will meet? What is the distance? That is the range of the eyesight. Eyesight can reach up to say 20 miles. And therefore, after 20 miles, the sky meets the earth. Therefore, the eyes, you know what they do? Beyond a point where they cannot see, they show you something which doesn't exist. You see, eyes, what they should do? I can see up to 20 miles. And whatever is within 20 miles, I will show you. And beyond that, don't ask me. That is what the eyes should do. They don't do that. What they do, you know, they show you up to 20 miles, and beyond that they cannot go. Therefore, they show you which is not there beyond that, which they cannot see. Beyond that, they show you what is not there. Like ocean, you go to ocean. So eyes should show you, strictly speaking, eyes should show you water, and after a point, eyes should not show anymore, because they cannot show anymore. But you know what they show? They show the end of the water. The water doesn't end there. Eyes show there that line. You clearly see that line. Water is there up to that line. Beyond that line, there is no water. There already the sky dome has come and fixed it. Like that, the eyes show. Therefore, you cannot depend upon the indriyas for any knowledge. So, suppose Brahma is known to indriyas, suppose indriyas can know Brahma, then Brahma becomes an object of projection. You see, Puranas, what they do, you know, they give you an idea, these stories, then you take them literally, instead of taking the spirit and the message, spirit and our message you have to take. Instead of that, you take the Purana literally, the story literally. And therefore, like Dhruvopakhyan, it is not symbolic thing it is, but you take it literally. Therefore, now the story gives you an impression that the devotee is like Dhruva and God is like Vishnu who comes and stands before the devotee. See, in Vedanta Dindima, the first verse starts as, Atmanatma padarthau dvau. Like that it starts. There are two categories. Only two. One is Atma and the other is Anatma. Okay? Then somebody asked, what about God? Atma is myself. Anatma is Jagat. You forgot one more thing. That is God. Now this God, you totally forgot about God. No, we did not forget God. Then, so God is included in one of them. Atmananatma, in one of them, God is included. Atmanatma, padarthutma, bhoktru bhoktyatva lakshanam. Atma is the bhokta, anatma is the bhogyam. That is how they are. Now you forgot God. No, I did not forget God. I have included God. Meaning, you must have included either an Atma or an Atma. Yes, I have included God. So you decide now, where do you put God? Into an Atma you put or Atma you put? Atma you put. But Purana exactly does the opposite. It puts in an Atma. If there is symbolism involved there, that is fine. But or some message carrier, it is stolen like that. For message sake, it is stolen. That is also fine. But you take it later from thee, it becomes a problem. That's why, then you may say, what is your problem? You may ask me, what is your problem? We are happy with our Purana stories, and we are studying Brahma Sutra also. So we are very nice people, you know. So we are with your Brahma before you. And we are with our Purana stories, like we go to that place. When we go to the temple or we go to a Purana story, we are with that. We are giving darshana to you and also some donation to them also. We are putting a lamp before you and we are putting a lamp there also. We are wonderful people, you know. We are obliging everything. We are obliging Advaita Acharya. We are obliging temple priests. We are obliging Advaita Acharya, giving donations to all of them. And giving bhiksha to all of them, giving prasada to all of them. From all of them we take prasada and eating it. So what is your problem? Is this a valid question or not? It is a question. So people, they are replacing everybody. So what is the problem? There is a problem. The problem is there is a rule in Vedanta, a law. As long as you live with contradictions, you cannot make any progress. Therefore, your Advaita Vedanta remains an idea and your God remains as the Anatma. You stay where you are. God is always Anatma for you and Advaita Vedanta is a beautiful idea for you, nothing more than that. Therefore, when I say these are the contradictions, I am doing a service to you. I am doing a service to you. Some of the things which I say, nobody else will say to you. Only I am saying. Let me say it. Let me take some credit. You may think that I am an ahankari. I risk that. I take that risk and I am saying. Nobody will tell you the things that I am telling you. I take that risk and I am telling you. Not one time. I am taking that risk again and I am telling you. The reason is, the only reason is I love you. That is the only reason. There is no other reason. It's a labor of love. Because I want you to see, at the end of the day, you should be able to see it. At least you may don't want to see it. Because if you see it, then you have to dump a lot of other things which you don't want to do. You don't want to see it. It's okay, God bless you. But at least you now have a chance to see it. So that is the study. Otherwise, why do you study? The Brahma Sutra, Jetu Sutra, some of you here have studied Jetu Sutra a dozen times by now. So why you do it a 13th time? No need, you know. So, but there is a need. Anyway, Brahma is not the object of Indriyas. And therefore, the Indriyas cannot capture Brahma. Suppose Indriyas can capture Brahma, then what happens, you know? The connection between Brahma and Jagat also they will be able to capture. The Jagat is connected to the Brahma, that also. Suppose the Indriyas can see Brahma, then so like Varaha Avatara. So Indriyas can see Varaha Murti. And on the top of Varaha Murti, Earth is sitting on his snout. Earth is sitting. That is the Sambandha Graha. You can see both. Therefore you can say, Varahamurti brought the earth from underneath the water to the top. Like that you can say, the Sambandha Grahana. Similarly, you see Brahma, a huge boulder like thing, Brahma. And on the head of the Brahma, or on the shoulder, or underneath the feet, the lokas of Jagat is sitting. You will be able to get Sambandha Grahana. But you cannot, Brahma itself is not Indriya Gocharam. All the time you see Jagat only. Therefore, this Jagat is connected to that Brahman, that Sambandha Grahanam, you cannot get. Unless you get the Sambandha Grahanam, you cannot take that Brahma is the Karanam and Jagat is the Karyam. That kind of a connection you cannot make. That is what you say. Sati Indriya Vishayatve Brahmanaha. You see, Bhashya Divakya se Arjambulya. Brahmanaha Indriya Vishayatve Sati idam brahmana sambandham karyam
idam brahmana sambandham karyam
iti grihyeta
suppose
the jagat which is the karya jagat is connected to brahman oh this is the jagat karyam that is brahma this is connected to that like that you could have really discovered the karana karya bhava between brahman and jagat but that is not the case but in the case कार्यमात्रमेव तु गृह्यमानम्
कार्यमात्रमेव तु गृह्यमानम्
तू अन्य अर्थ है कार्यमात्रमेव गृह्यमानम् ओनली दि कार्य जगत अलोन इज बीइंग सीन नथिंग एल्स इज सीन कार्य जगत अलोन यू आर सीन इंद्रियास कैन डू ओनली दैट मच एंड माइंड कैन इन्फर अबाउट कार्य जगत ओनली नथिंग मोर व्हेन दैट हैपेंस नाउ यू हैव अ डाउट किं ब्रह्मणा संबद्धं
किं ब्रह्मणा संबद्धं
किं अन्येन
केन
चित्वा संबद्धमिति
केन चित्वा संबद्धमिति
न शक्यं निश्चेतुं
न शक्यं निश्चेतुं
बिफोर यू आर लुकिंग एट द जगत ओनली द कार्य जगत यू नेवर सी ब्रह्मा यू नेवर सी द कनेक्शन बिटवीन द कार्य जगत एंड द कारण ब्रह्मा देयरफॉर यू नेवर हैव अ वे ऑफ डिसाइडिंग ब्रह्म का जगत कार्यम ब्रह्म कारणम लाइक दैट देयर इज नो वे ऑफ कंक्लूडिंग देन व्हेन दैट काइंड ऑफ अ कंक्लूजन इज नॉट पॉसिबल देन यू मे से मे बी कनेक्टेड यू कैन ओनली से प्रोबेबिलिटी इज कनेक्टेड विद ब्रह्म बट पीपल हु से यस ब्रह्म जगत कारणम दे से दे आर सेइंग इट यू नो व्हाई दे आर सेइंग बिकॉज दे हैव गैदर्ड दैट आइडिया समवेयर Why somewhere? So from Guru they gathered that idea. Guru said, Brahma Jagat Karana. Now you meet Guru when nobody else is around. Mm-hmm. That's when you meet him and gain his confidence and ask him, Sir, why do you say Brahma Jagat Karana? You know what he will do? He will say, My Guru said, that's why I will say Brahma Jagat Karana. His guru is no more around, you know. But suppose his guru is around and he is in some Delhi or somewhere. You travel there and ask him, Sir, I want to know, why do you say Brahma Jagat Karanam? He will say, My guru said, therefore, that is how they say. This is called ideation, the process of ideation. It has no intrinsic worth, there is no value in it. Unless you say, Okay, it is ideation today, but next month or after 10 months it may become the truth. That way you have to support it. And then one more problem is there. So you may ask me, hey Swami, what is your problem? Today it is ideation, tomorrow it may become truth. Right? You may ask me that important but question. My answer is, as long as you hold on to ideation, you will not know the truth. That is the problem. Because you have an idea and therefore now you think your idea is the truth. Ideas are never the truth. And you think your idea is the truth. So you go into a problem in which ideas and concepts are taken as the truth. And therefore you think you already have the truth. And you are busy in distributing this truth to all the people around. That is also as if you have the truth. Now you have to distribute to everywhere. Now you find out where the truth is not being distributed that much. In the Bombay, it is there. Bombay, half a dozen Swamis are distributing it. So Bombay, Pune also, Lonavala, there also there are Swamis distributing. Maybe in some remote place where nobody is distributing this idea. Okay, let me go there. So this is all professionalism. Am I saying too many? But sachai kadva hota hai, kuti hai. Truth is always bitter. Why should you say, if truth is bitter, why should you say? Unless you say it, somebody has to say it, you know. My prarabdha is like that. Therefore I say it. I don't know. After saying, I regret it also. But once again, when I sit in the room, class with the book, I say it. And immediately after saying till the evening class, I will be regretting. You meet me anywhere in between, or like they say, I will be regretting. But again in the evening class, I will say, this is the problem. Tasmat Janmadi Sutram
Na
Anumano Upanyasartham. Therefore, Anumana Upanyasa, presentation of the Anumana as the means of knowing Brahman, is ruled out. Because for Anumana, you need Sambandha Grahana between Brahma Karanam and Jagat Karyam Karya Karana. Sambandha must be established only by Sambandha Grahana. That is not possible. And therefore, the Brahma Janmadhyasya Yataha, there, Asya Janmadi, Yasmat Karanat Bhavati, Tat Karanam Brahma. This is the Anumana Upanyasa, the presentation of the Anumana Pramana. Anumana Pramana will be like that, you know. You see, ghataha purusha kartrukaha karyatvat yadyat purusha kartrukam yadyat karyam tattat purusha kartrukam ki nyayena ghataha purusha kartrukaha because karyatvat. Like that you make an anumana. Similarly, jagat brahma kartrukam karyatvat yatha ghataha. Like that, is that what the Sutrakara is doing? No. Because to make the Anumana, there must be Sambandha Grahana. Vyapti Jnanam must be there. In the case of Ghata, the Vyapti Jnanam you get and apply it to Jagat. And thereby you derive the connection between Brahma and Jagat. That is called Anumana. That Anumana is not possible. Because you need Vyapti Grahana for Vyapti Jnanam for that. The Vyapti Grahana is not there. Therefore, Anumana is not possible. Then what is the Sutra? It is, the Sutra is not meant for Anumana. It is meant for the investigation of the Vedanta Vakya. Vedanta Vakya Pradarshanartham. The meaning of the Vedanta Vakya, the purport of the Vedanta Vakya, what is it? That has to be presented before us. What is the Vedanta Vakya? Iro Vayamani Bhutani Jayante. So to explain that and to present that, the Sutrakara is proceeding. He is not presenting it as Anumana. Because it has to be said that way. Because the structure of the sentence appears like Anumana. Asya Janmadi Yataha Tad Brahma. Like Asya Ghatasya Janma Yataha Purushat Saha Pulalaha. Something like that sounds like Anumana Pramana. This is also sounding like Anumana Pramana. It is not. Because here Sambandha Grahana is not there. Therefore Anumana is ruled out. Then what is this Vakya? Janmadhyasya Yataha. It is meant for investigation of the Vedanta Vakya. Seto Vayamani Bhutani Jayanta. Okay. This is Bhima, Mustache, etc. Some story he told. I did not repeat it because there is not much in it. Bhima did not have mustache purposefully for whatever reason the Mahabharata says. So he should have got it, but he did not have it. That is an exception.
Like China, some race won't get
the. If that explains the Bhima case, then my statement Rama should have got mustache, it stands. Okay.